Schilling's supporters packed into a La Crosse hotel ballroom where eyes were glued to MSNBC playing on a large screen. Schilling arrived right after the channel declared her the winner, taking in 55% of the vote. Schilling gave an impassioned speech, saying the election was about more than collective bargaining. It was about lawmakers' actions and inactions during the budget debate. Schilling says the Democratic wins will yield change and balance in Wisconsin.
We can start to rebuild the Wisconsin that we know and love. The Wisconsin that respects people's rights. It doesn't take them away. A Wisconsin that values public education. It doesn't gut our schools.
Just 5 miles away, Senator Kopanky called Schilling to concede before he addressed his supporters. He says it was an honor to represent so many great people for 6.5 years. Kopanky says he still stands behind his support of Governor Walker, collective bargaining restrictions, and the state budget, issues that initiated his recall.
I said that this whole issue is much, much bigger than anyone's political career. And I was willing, as so many others were, 18 others, to put their political career on the line, the governor as well, to do what's right for all of the people in the great state of Wisconsin.
Kopanky told his supporters he guarantees he won't be going away anytime soon. He also asked them to support Schilling when they could in order to move Wisconsin forward. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.